Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Wednesday, August 23rd on today's podcast. We are covering running back tiers. I do want to start with a brief note on Josh Jacobs. However, we'll get right into running back tiers, how you can use them, the differences between running backs, where to attack on draft day, all of that on today's program. Shout out to all the folks who have reviewed this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Can't do this without you, and I'm trying to give back as much as I can for everybody who has helped us out. We have a contest going on right now. If you want to win a year of Fantasy Plus, ftnfantasy.com, review the show on Apple Podcasts, rate the show, and in your review, leave your social media handle, Twitter or Instagram. We're not getting into the TikTok realm right now. Maybe in the future, it will get crazy, but Twitter, Instagram, keeping it simple, and you are entered in to win. I'll pick another winner on Monday, so there still is plenty of time to get in. If you just want to review the show to help us out, I appreciate that. I would love to do this show year-round, but if there's no interest, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself, so I need to see that you guys are interested. More subscriber numbers, more downloads, and more reviews. Please help us out. If you want to get Fantasy Plus to dominate your drafts this weekend, next weekend, well, what are you waiting for? FTNFantasy.com, 16 different cheat sheets, projections, rankings, two different draft guides, one just for rookies, the other one for all the players in the league, the keeper value chart, the Discord community. This is all for right now, not to mention what you get in season, all the premium content, the start-sit stuff, the rankings, award-winning rankings, all of that. Postseason fantasy football, early best ball. We're going to expand our dynasty offerings in February, so we're going to have a lot more strategy. And I heard there's a rumor floating around we might even have a draft board for dynasty. You get it for 365 days. Promo code RATPACK gets you 10% off any FTN subscription right now. Shout out to our sponsor, Circa. The Circa Millions contest is registering as we speak. And it actually runs through September 9th, so you can still get in right before before the kickoff there of our first Sunday, because that's actually after the first game. But 2 p.m., September 9th. What is this contest? It is five against the spread picks each week, which is really, really difficult, but I dig it. If you are successful here and you win this bad boy, you get $1 million. Top 100 get payouts. There are quarterly payouts. There are payouts for last place and second to last place. You get $100,000 if you're in last, $50,000 if you're in second to last. You can register up to five times, $1,000 an entry. Register at Circa or any of the sister properties there in Vegas, or you can use a proxy service if you are out of state. Okay, let's give you the latest on Josh Jacobs to start today's podcast. So it came out this morning. Tom Pelissero, of course, over at NFL Network, NFL.com, said, and I'm going to read the tweet to you directly here. While the Colts let Jonathan Taylor seek a trade, league sources say the Raiders have shown no interest in trading their star running back, Josh Jacobs. Jacobs hasn't signed his tender, and no deal is imminent to get him into camp. The NFL rushing champ status for week one remains TBD. Okay, so this from Pelissero came out, a day or so after a previous report from the Raiders beat that suggested Jacobs is, quote, expected to be back with the Raiders before week one. Expected. And then that was widely circulated. I think the first thing here that, you know, is really important in this world we live in, where the news cycle is 24/7. The news that we receive is often one line and misleading, oftentimes, because the headline doesn't tell you the whole story, right? Is first and foremost, don't ever take 10, 12 words at face value. There's always more to the story than what the headline is going to tell you. And unfortunately, a lot of people saw that and assumed, oh, well, Jacobs is back. So it's the water under the bridge, story's over. Not true. There's no guarantee that he is back. And this could last into the season. Do I know if it will? No, of course I don't. I have no clue. But what I do know is we have fantasy football drafts this weekend. A lot of them. And even the next weekend for Labor Day weekend, there are a lot of fantasy football drafts. And what I also know is I once, long ago, on a different podcast, it was when I was still with PFF, said, and I quote, "There is no way Le'Veon Bell holds out for an entire season." And I was wrong. I was very wrong. And I have learned that there is a way for a player to hold out an entire season. Even though it may not make sense to me or to you or to a lot of people out there, there is a way. There is a possibility. And I learned after drafting Le'Veon Bell in entirely too many leagues that year that I am not going to dance with that devil ever again. So, my approach, I'm not saying this has to be your approach. We can talk about your approach in a second here, but my approach is plain and simple. If Josh Jacobs is not with the Raiders, I am not drafting him. Plain and simple. I don't care what the value is. I'm not drafting him. I'm not wasting a pick because I really don't know if he's going to be back with the team. Now, your approach could be that, or it could be different. Maybe you want to take the discount. Maybe you are a little bit more risky. Danger's your middle name, right? You can tolerate that risk. I can't. So I am not drafting him. And until the Jonathan Taylor situation is resolved, I'm not drafting him either. So while we did get somewhat positive news earlier this week, that just got walked back by Pelissero today. And it remains very risky. And I think this is important to discuss today on this podcast anyway, because this is going to fit into the tiers that we're going to break down. In fact, the second group, we're going to break it down. I'll tell you exactly why I have these guys where I do. Now, I mentioned this on the podcast yesterday. If you didn't listen to that podcast, go back and listen to it. But generally speaking, tiers give us a much more dynamic approach to drafts than rankings do. We've all been taught from the gate to use rankings for drafts, but rankings are very rigid. They hide information, and they may even mislead us into thinking that certain players are better than other players when they may not really be. They may be very close. Tiers give us a more dynamic approach. They also allow us to subdivide and understand what types of players exist in certain tiers. We can subdivide them into different types. They aren't all created equally. So now, tier one, I have the elite guys. It's Christian McCaffrey. It's Austin Eckler. Eckler, especially in the last two seasons, as he has become more increasingly used in the red zone, has become an absolute elite option. And that doesn't change this year. It may next year, but I don't see it changing this year. So what did we see the transition with Eckler? Because we know he's been a great pass-catching back, and he remains that. He was absolutely elite. He had 107 catches last year. But what changed was his usage in the red zone. In 2020, he had one rushing touchdown. Not that great. Now he had 54 catches. You know, he was pretty solid in his 10 games. But one rushing touchdown. He had two goal line carries in 10 games. In 2021, he had 12 rushing touchdowns. He had 16 goal line carries in 16 games. This is not a coincidence. This is not a fluke. This is not something that just randomly happens. The more you're used closer to the goal line, the more likely you are to score touchdowns. Now, I'm not saying that all of those touchdowns came on goal line carries. And in fact, look at last year. He had 13 touchdowns, 11 goal line carries. So obviously, they didn't all come on goal line carries, but it is a great way to pad those numbers. Double-digit touchdowns in each of the last two seasons as a runner. Obviously, he had 8 receiving touchdowns in 2021, which is just sick. And then still 5 last year, which is really, really good too. So, you know, these guys are a tick ahead. And I'm going to talk about what to do with their handcuffs in a bit. But they're a tick ahead. I do have them in a tier by themselves. They would be anchor running backs. Now, tier two, I do subdivide. I have my anchor group, my anchor RBs. These are guys I am willing to go punt RB2 with. And then I have my question mark RBs. So here are the 5 additional anchors. Nick Chubb, Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard moved into this group after Zeke signed with the Patriots, because my concerns were certainly lessened because I did think there was a possibility that Dallas could bring him in. So that's why for a while he was a question mark guy. So I have 7. There are a possible 9 this year, but 2 of them have major question marks right now, and I just talked about both of them, Jonathan Taylor and Josh Jacobs. If on draft day they are not with their respective rosters for whatever reason, like Taylor is technically still PUP, even though he can seek a trade, and I bet magically if he was traded, which I still don't think he will be, but magically he'd be healthy again, by the way. But I digress. He's not there unless it's like water under the bridge and he just says, yep, you know what? I'm going to play for the 4.3 this year and then we're going to take it from there. If he's still permission to seek a trade, then he is not in the anchor tier. Same with Josh Jacobs. If he's not with the Raiders, he's not in the anchor tier. They are question marks. Now, additionally, I have Najee Harris, Joe Mixon, and Ramondre Stevenson. Now, Najee and Mixon are actually question marks for a very similar reason. Declining efficiency for Mixon and just lack of efficiency for Najee Harris. Now, a lot of people, too, last year they saw, like, people judge a season based on September and October, which I do not think is fair whatsoever. Like, they did that with DJ Moore. They did it with Najee Harris. They did it with a bunch of guys last year. Najee Harris was fine down the stretch because he started scoring some more touchdowns. But his efficiency still isn't particularly good. And let's wait until January to judge a season. I mean, come on. Mixon, the efficiency declining. They really don't have that much competition. I guess Najee Harris has a little bit from Jaylen Warren. Obviously, he's popped in the preseason. But he should still be the lead back. But I just don't see the ceiling to anchor with this dude. I'd get much more bang for my buck if I waited until the middle rounds and went and attacked running back. I'll get much more bang for my buck in this range where Najee is going at wide receiver. Ramondre Stevenson does have a major concern, especially goal line situations with Ezekiel Elliott. Now, we've already heard Elliott's role has increased already in camp, so there is that to pay attention to, and that is a viable concern right there. So, you know, I'm not anchoring with those guys. If I don't get the anchors, then I'm waiting. I'm not touching tier 3 A and B. High ceiling fringe RB1s is 3A. There's only one low ceiling fringe RB1 and 3B. That's Aaron Jones. His ceiling is capped because of A.J. Dillon. The high ceiling fringe RB1s, ETN, Walker, Madison. ETN and Walker both have rookies there who may eat into their workload. Madison doesn't, but we don't know what Madison looks like over the course of an entire season. Now, if any of these guys fall, by the way, and there has been some confusion with what my RB dead zone means. It's not just mine. I'm not the only one who uses that phrase. But a zone is a space, right? It's not a person. So like the red zone is an area of the field. Well, in this case, the dead zone is an area of drafts where we don't want to draft running backs because we're sacrificing, you know, we're leveraging high value picks on volatile assets, plain and simple. So it's not as if you're a dead zone running back. No, you are drafted during the dead zone. But if they fall out of it, like I saw somebody tell me they got Alexander Madison in the 7th round. Oh my. Like, yes, please. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tier 4, sexy RB2s, and then unsexy RB2s is 4A and 4B. The sexy RB2s, Jahmyr Gibbs, Breece Hall. Jahmyr Gibbs getting way overdrafted at this point. We're drafting guys. When we draft guys at their ceiling, the only way we can really go is down unless they somehow hit their ceiling, which isn't easy to do. Breece Hall obviously has some complications with Dalvin Cook being there. The unsexy guys, Cam Akers, Miles Sanders, Alvin Kamara. You will not get oohs and ahs if you put their names on the board. But like I said, if any of these guys fall out of the dead zone, I don't hate it at all. They're just, you know, you got a bunch of early down guys there. Kamara has a little bit more than that, but we saw the declining efficiency that he displayed last season. He obviously has a 3-game suspension, but he should be the lead back when he's there. Now, a lot of the zero RB, pun RB2 running backs will come in tier 5, and I have 5A, B, and C. Early down running backs, passing down running backs, question mark running backs. Your early down guys, Damian Pierce, James Conner, David Montgomery, Isaiah Pacheco, Khalil Herbert, Brian Robinson, A.J. Dillon. All early down guys. Passing down, James Cook, DeAndre Swift, Antonio Gibson. Question marks, Rashad White because of the team. Javonte Williams, because we don't know exactly where he is in his recovery. I think it's good, but maybe not. Samaje Perine's in this group as well because he's tied to Williams. J.K. Dobbins, because who knows? And then Dalvin Cook, and again, it's a role thing there. But it's not as if any of these are better or worse than any of them. And honestly, the top guy out of this group for me is White and Pierce, like they're very close to each other. So it's not as if because he's in C, he's worse than the guy in A. They're just subdivided. They're all in the same tier. Tier 6 has committees, Charbonnet, Gainwell, A-Chain, McKinnon, Warren, Jamal Williams, Damian Harris, and then also your priority handcuffs. So these are guys, if you draft an anchor, these guys are handcuffs. Elijah Mitchell, Tyler Allgeier, Tajay Spears, Jerome Ford, Joshua Kelley, Rico Dowdle, and Matt Breda. So if you do draft an anchor, move their handcuff up two rounds to make sure that you get them. You want to protect that asset. Tier 7, ABC. Late round targets, late round avoids, non-priority cuffs. The targets, Roshan, Zamir White, Kendre Miller, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire you can get for free at the end of drafts. Avoids, Rashad Penny, Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, Devin Singletary, Ezekiel Elliott, Deontay Foreman, and then your non-priority cuffs, Tank Bigsby, I would target him late, Chuba Hubbard, Gus Edwards, Ty Chandler, Chase Edmonds. I do have a watch list. These are guys I'm not drafting, but I'm going to keep an eye on. Evan Hull, Deuce Vaughn, Keontae Ingram, Kyron Williams, Zach Evans, Denerick Prince, Dwayne McBride, Chase Brown, Isaiah Spiller, Jordan Mason, Eric Gray, Israel Abanikanda, and Chris Evans. This list is over at ftnfantasy.com. I will update it on Saturday morning so you have the latest edition. It is free. However, if you want my cheat sheet that does have all of my tiers on it, you have to be an FTN Fantasy Plus subscriber. ftnfantasy.com, promo code RATPACK. For 10% off. Of course, you could also try and win that Fantasy Plus subscription. Remember, review the show on Apple Podcasts, rate it, and in your review, leave your Twitter handle or your Instagram, and you are entered in to win. I'll pick another winner on Monday. We're almost there, man. Tomorrow we'll be talking wide receiver tiers on the podcast. We'll dive into that for you. Until then, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, and I will catch you on the flip side for another edition of the show. I am Jeff Ratcliffe, and I am out.